you need more than fame is love. You need that family unit. Young children looking up at you with their little eyes. Yes. Fame is a cold bedmate. You need love. That should be your goal. Making yourself worthy of the ultimate woman. Someone who will be by you at all times. I think family, man, that's everything. Family. And we'd sit around and talk at night. Daddy, a wild man that he was, we'd still sit and talk and have family time. He'd break out that Parcheesi board and we'd go at it with a vengeance. He never could get the hula hoop over his belly, but I bet you he'd have been pretty good at it. Well, and we'd have family discussions, family crises, that kind of stuff. I remember one time he came bursting through the door. Honey, catastrophe, catastrophe. Well, I looked up from my thinking boy's toy, and Mama came running out of the kitchen, drying off her hands on her apron. She said, "What is it, Oscar? What is it?" He said, "I just found out that they made a technical error. And when Pastor Felcher married us, it wasn't official." She said, "What?" He said, "Yep. I went down to the Board of Records, and apparently he made some sort of mistake on there. So we're not technically married. There's no document down there. There's nothing." Mama was like, "My God, when this gets out in the neighborhood, I'll be thrown out of the bridge club. That's it. That is it. I will be bounced from the bridge club. And I know no one will ever come to my Tupperware parties again. Nobody will ever come to my Tupperware parties. Oh, my God." And there it goes. The Ladies' Home Society. I was up for president. Well, fat chance of that happening, huh? Woman turns out to be living in sin with man. And Daddy said, "Well, you think of my problems. You know what? I'm going to be the head Svengali at the Moose Lodge. Oh, yeah. Oscar Griswanelli. At long last, all those years of dues paying are going to pay off. I was going to be the head guy down at the Moose Lodge. And they were going to make me foreman at the loading dock. Well, I guess that's over with now. Once this gets out down at work, I'm going to get the ho-ho-ho from all those guys." I piped in, "Excuse me? Could I talk about my role and all?" Daddy says, "Shut up, you little bastard. We're talking about important stuff."
1, 2, 3.
It's the all-new Greaseman Show.
Yeah. And they ask me why I drink. Stand by. I got to take a quick break. My number's 1-800-544-9294. There's going to be lots more of the Greaseman Show.